بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. It is solely by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this mubarak and beautiful and wonderful deen of Islam. And our beautiful and wonderful deen of Islam not only sees to all our matters of akhirah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that this very wonderful deen is, it sees to our matters of dunya as well. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam were sent. And in their being sent, they were sent to remove man from slavery of the things of this world to the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to remove man from the difficulties of this world into the ease of this world. This was one purpose which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for as well. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they would go around the world, they would tell people this year, Rib'i ibn Amir radiallahu anhu entering into the court of Kisra. And he said the very same thing, that we were a group of people who have been raised and sent so that we can take people out of the worship of other people and bring them to the worship of one Allah. And we can take people out of the narrowness of this life, out of the difficulties of this life, into the ease of this very life. Through deen, insha'Allah, our own lives, the lives in this world will become easy. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam's one purpose was to take man's gaze away from asbab, from means, and join them, connect them to Rabbul Asbab, the master of means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To turn the attention from dunya to akhirat, and to turn the attention away from mal to a'mal. And our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dhamat Barakatuhum, he says many times we pronounce it incorrectly, we say a'mal. In Urdu, a'mal means come wealth. So mistakenly we hear that we're supposed to be turning our attention to a'mal. And you see nowadays people, every day somebody is building a new shop, a new job, he has this new thing he's doing on the side. The purpose is maybe we forgot, maybe we haven't heard properly. And unfortunately, this is one problem. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib says, many times we are sitting in the bayan and listening, but what we are hearing is one thing, and what the speaker is saying is another thing. Qurbani just passed. So many people, we were hearing bayans, and the ulama were saying, we must buy sheep. But it seems like many people might have heard, we must buy cheap. So everybody is looking throughout the days of Qurbani, where they can get a cheaper animal. Like the day we hear, when you go on safar, then namaz is half. But unfortunately for many of us, it seems like we hear when the imam is saying, we are sleeping a little bit, catching a few, 40 wings. So because of the day, we hear namaz is maaf. So when people go and suffer for whatever reason, we see on the planes, we see on buses, wherever we are, that nobody is reading namaz, possibly because we weren't hearing properly. So this also we should listen very properly, pronounce it properly also, a'mal. That the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam came to turn man's attention away from wealth to a'mal, to action. And through these actions to get the goodness of this world and to get the goodness of akhirah. Many du'as were such which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the ummah. And in these du'as there was beautiful ta'aleem also. Connecting man to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand. Connecting man to a'mal at the same time. And through this year to solve man's problems even in this world. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, specifically our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave certain wonderful remedies and certain wonderful formulas that if we practice on these formulas, we will see that our problems, even in this world, they will suddenly fall away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all our matters easy for us in this world. From the many different du'as which have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum will mention a few. And from those, just a few we will mention. And inshallah, practically also we will implement it today. And hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that every day we read these du'as and we get these great benefits which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. The first du'a is a narration from Abdullah bin Khubayb radiyallahu anhu. He narrates from his father, who narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was actually a dark night, a rainy night. So he says, خَرَجَنَا فِي لَيْلَةٍ مَطِيرَةٍ وَظُلْمَةٍ شَدِيدَةٍ. It was a very dark night, it was raining. نَطْلُوبُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We went to look, where is our beloved Rasul صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We can possibly learn something from him, we can take du'as from him. So he said, I found Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and he said, read. So I didn't say anything. Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, read. I didn't say anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read. So I asked, what must I read? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُصْبِحِ. Read this, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, 3 times in the morning and in the evening. Each of these surahs, read them 3 times. Morning and evening. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. It is a dark night, a scary night. But these surahs are such that they will suffice you of everything. In the explanation of this hadith, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah has quoted Allama Tibi, and he says, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ can have 2 meanings. One meaning can be this here, that it will suffice you from مِنْ كُلِّ الشَّرِّ. It will suffice you from every evil. Today is the time when every person is worried, concerned. We are worried, maybe somebody made jadu on me. There is a bad eye which has fallen upon me. And these worries here consume a person to such an extent that sometimes we forget reality also and we live in a dream world. That everything that is happening is just jadu on me. Somebody has hasad for me. Somebody is making jadu on me. And because of this here, our own failures we fail to see. We who are committing sin, we who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we put the blame on jadu. We put the blame on somebody's hasad upon us. This is one such formula which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. And it should be remembered also that قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ was specifically revealed for this purpose. To save a person from the harms of magic. So these 3 surahs, if a person recites them, inshaAllah through the barakah of these 3 surahs, and the Quran is the most powerful. Nothing can ever compare with the Quran. Through the barakah and the power of these 3 surahs, any such type of evil which can afflict a man, all of this year will be removed. We will be saved from this year. Like this, the other explanation of this hadith is تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ wird. By reading this year, it inshaAllah will suffice for all other wazifas, other du'as as well. Now obviously this doesn't mean that we shouldn't read any other du'as. And we shouldn't read any other wazifas. Like our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatuhum explains, he says sometimes a person is in a hurry. He might have woken up late, he got an early appointment. So he rushes out of the house. He asks his wife, just give me a cup of tea, I won't have breakfast today. Give me a banana for the way, I'll have the banana on the road. But this is not a daily practice. Normally a person sits nicely and has his full breakfast. Like that our wazifas, if it happens on some day, that we can't read all our wazifas, then at least read this one wazifa. It will be, inshallah, suffice. It will suffice for all the other wazifas. The benefits we would have gotten in reciting all of the others, because on that day we are in a hurry, we have no time. Read this one thing, inshallah, it will be enough for everything else. But don't make it a habit. We should try to bring every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives and practice on it every day. So, inshallah, we will read this year and hopefully getting the benefits of it. That it will suffice us from all evil also, it will suffice us from every other type of wazifa as well. So we can all recite it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
Like this, the second dua which has been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is really a beautiful, wonderful method of acquiring the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'qil ibn Yasar radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that a person who recites أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم three times and then recites the last three ayat of Surah Hashr, the last three verses of Surah Hashr, which begin with هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. Many of us might know these ayat as well. So whoever recites first أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم three times and then he recites these last three verses of Surah Hashr, then وكل الله به سبعين ألف ملك يصلون عليه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints and puts on duty 70,000 angels who will continue hatta yumsi, till the evening these 70,000 angels will continue making dua for this person from the morning till the evening. Whoever reads it in the morning till the evening, they will continue making dua for him. وَإِن مَاتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ مَاتَ الشَّهِيدًا. If he has to pass away during that day, he will pass away as a shaheed. And whoever recites it in the evening, then he will get the very same reward till the next morning. What dua do the angels make? The ulama of hadith have explained that يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لَهُ. The angels make dua of maghfirat. Oh Allah, forgive this person. For this reason, our Hazrat Murana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar rahimahullah said in an ijtima in Karachi, Murana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned from the front, he explained and he said that every morning I don't have breakfast till the time I put my 70,000 angels on duty. They must start making dua for me, then only I will start my morning. This is the very beginning of everything. From the right in the beginning, we put the angels on their duty. They are making dua for us. We are doing nothing. But we are getting benefits spiritually. We are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us read this here as well. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. There is a narration of Abu Darda رضي الله عنه who explained that a person who recites seven times morning and evening حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Then the benefit of this year, and this is also one ayah of the Quran, one part of the Quran, the benefit of it is كفاه الله ما أهم. Allah will suffice him for all of his worries. And in some narrations, من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. Whether it be worries of this world, whether it be worries of the Akhirah, every type of worry will be removed from such a person. And الهم, ulama explain, what does it mean? ما أهمه, those things which worry him. A worry of a man, this has been explained by the muhaddithin as الغم الذي يذيب الإنسان. Such great worries which can melt a man, which can flatten a man. But such worries also, by reciting this year, Allah will take care of all his worries. Whatever concerns a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take responsibility from it. And it is such a beautiful dua. In this dua, a person says, Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illahu. There is none other for me besides my Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu. I put my full trust on Allah. Wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Why shouldn't I do so? Allah is the Rabb of the great arsh. And ulama say that it is obvious from this year that Allah will take care of a man's needs. Because all matters of this world, the decision is passed. The parliament house for these decisions to be passed is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the arsh of Allah, every command comes down of what must take place in this world. If the Rabb, the master of the arsh, if he is on our side, if we have made contact and connection with him, and he has decided to take our part and to see to our needs, then what worry can a person have? That being who is in control of each and every single thing in this world, it is just natural that that being can take care of all our worries. Whatever concerns a person, and many times people go into depression, and we have these worries, and we give it even fancy names today. Different fancy names, we go to psychiatrists and we show it off to people as if we are seriously sick. Whereas it is just mental sickness. And it is just thoughts which are plaguing our mind. In the past they would say a person is mentally ill, or he has some problem mentally. Today he has been given some fancy words, but the reality is the same. That a person, his thoughts are troubling him too much, they have gotten the better of him. And a person falls into depression. Recite this year, inshallah, all of these things will be removed. So powerful this wazifa is, this dua is. That on one occasion, a group of tabi'een were traveling. They were traveling in the lands of Rome. At that time, the Roman Empire, in some part of the Roman Empire. And one certain person on his animal fell off. His thigh bone broke. So his companions never knew what to do. They couldn't carry him also because too heavy. And at the same time, they never knew where should they leave him. So they left him in the same place. They left one horse with him. They said, inshallah, if something happens, you can catch up with us. They left a little bit of food with him. We are in the desert, we can't help you any further. So they left some food, some water, an animal, and they carried on. This man was lying there wondering what he is going to do. And he hears from a distance a man, somebody is coming. When he sees that person, the person asked him, what happened? He said, this is what happened, I fell off from my animal, and because of this, my thigh bone broke. So this man said to him, why don't you recite this here? فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Such power Allah has put in this wazifa, that this man recited it. He must have recited it with a real condition in his heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured his leg. Because this dua is meant for every worry of dunya and akhirah. Sicknesses are included in this. But with that yaqeen he recited it, Allah cured his leg. He got onto his animal and he joined the rest of the army. So let us read this here as well. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Inshallah, we will suffice on these few. However, there is a kitab which has been prepared, Treasures from the Quran and Hadith, in which there are a few other du'as as well. We should try to get this kitab also and make it a practice morning and evening. These are not only wazifas, but these are actually sunnah practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he had taught the ummah for our goodness in dunya and akhirah as well. However, with regards to these wazifas, three things should be remembered. The first thing is obviously we should recite whatever we recite, we should recite it with yaqeen. It must come from our hearts. We must have belief in it, that Allah will solve our problems through these du'as, through these wazifas. If a person has no yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will a man have yaqeen in? And it is clear and obvious that the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are beyond doubt. So for this reason here, we should have yaqeen in these du'as and recite them in this manner. A second aspect which we should remember while reciting these du'as is that we shouldn't merely recite any dua or follow any sunnah because there is some worldly benefit in it. That is a very low form of thinking, A person with a low understanding, he does things like this here. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, would give this example, and which has been mentioned in Fadail Amal as well. He said that no person goes to the marketplace to buy a cow so that he can get manure from it. A person, when he buys a cow, he will buy a cow for fresh milk. He will buy a cow for meat. A side product is the manure, it will come together with it. Like that day, all of these du'as, these sunnah practices, we should be practicing on it because it is Allah's command. Because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we wish to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to build our akhirah. Side issues will follow. Allah will solve all our problems of dunya as well. All our necessities will be taken care of. Our worries will be removed. These are side issues. We shouldn't read them merely for these purposes here and forgetting the actual objective of every believer, that we have to obey Allah's commands, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a third aspect which we should remember, and it is very important actually to remember it, is that sometimes we wonder that I am doing these actions, but in spite of that I am not seeing the results. So the answer to this here, which the ulama have given, is that many times we counter effect whatever we are doing. Just like a person is taking vitamins, and he is eating healthy foods, but then he drinks a little bit poison with it, it is obvious he is going to become sick. This man will never become healthy. Our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib mentions an incident of a certain friend of his. This man, he went to hospital, he had diabetes, and they put him under heavy treatment. But for whatever reason, his sugar levels were just going higher and higher. All medical theories were defied in his one stay in that hospital. The doctors couldn't work out what is happening to this person, till finally they found under his mattress, there's a whole lot of chocolate paper stuck underneath it. Now how is his sugar ever going to go down? How will this man ever remain healthy? Like this year, we are doing one good action. We are reading these du'as. But on the other hand, sins are coming into our lives. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar rahimahullah was traveling by car with his Shaykh Mawlana Barar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayh. And while traveling in the car, it was extremely hot in Saudi. So Mawlana Barar al-Haqsab asked the driver, why don't you put on the aircon? So the driver said, the aircon is on. Possibly somebody's window is open. When they looked, the window next to us at Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, that was open. He closed the window, and within a few minutes, suddenly the car was cool. So Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi took out a very great lesson from this year. He said, many times we are doing good actions, but we are wondering why problems are still coming. Why aren't our good actions having the desired effects? Then the reason is that the window of sin is still open, and the hot air of sin is blowing in, and it's going to keep us uncomfortable till the time we close that window. The moment the window is closed, then inshaAllah we will feel the effects of these du'as, of these sunnah practices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to bring alive every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah now we'll make a little bit of dhikr, and after that we should inshaAllah read our ishraq salah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی عطا ہو ذرہ درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم تا بد جانا چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 ایچے شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد الله 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 الله
Inshallah, obviously this is something which we will learn in this jalsa, that zikr should be made daily, on a daily basis. In certain occasions we should make it in a jama'at, on certain occasions we should make it infiradi, on our own. And this will have great benefits spiritually, we will benefit very greatly from this year. It is the time for ishraq also, and from the virtues, the different many virtues of ishraq, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to this ummah and explained to this ummah. One specific virtue is that person who remains in the masjid from after the Fajr Salah till the time of Ishraq.
And after sunrise, he performs two rakat salah. Then this man will get the reward of one hajj tamman. One complete, total hajj. And hajj is such an action which takes a lot of effort and a lot of sacrifice. And a person has to give up many, many things. But you're sitting comfortably in our masjid for just half an hour. But inshallah, by reading these two rakat salah, our reward of one hajj will inshallah come into our account. Like this here, it has also been explained in the hadith sharif. That person who reads four rakat salah in the first part of the day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all his needs for that day. And the next salah which will be coming very shortly after Ishraq salah will be Chashd salah, Salatul Duha. And Salatul Duha, the minimum amount of Salatul Duha is two rakats. Salatul Duha was such a beloved Salatul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he explained that the Salatul Duha is better than all that the sun rises upon. All the treasures of this world, better than that is this one, is this just two rakats of Salatul Duha. This is a very, very valuable salah also. And we can inshallah take great benefit from this salah. If a person isn't able to read it in the later portion of the morning, then it will also be correct, although not best, but it will also be correct that we bring it a bit earlier. As soon as we complete our two rakat Ishraq salah, we read another two rakats with the intention of Salatul Duha, and inshallah both these nafil salah will get completed at one time. A person might have work later on. If a person is free, inshallah, he should definitely perform his Salatul Duha separately. But if he can't, then at least now he knows he has completed his Salatul Duha. So inshallah, let us at least read these four rakat salah and let us make it a practice daily to read it. Inshallah, this will help us very greatly spiritually. It will enhance us and take us closer to Allah. And obviously later on the program will start at about 10 o'clock. So all the brothers are requested inshallah to come back for the program and to avail ourselves to come with an open mind, open heart, and to take full benefit from whatever the speakers will be saying. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Breakfast inshallah will be served at 8:30. Sorry, at 6:30 inshallah, breakfast will be served. So those people who are waiting for breakfast, obviously don't waste our time. We can decide our make our tilawat of Quran, which is so important as it was explained yesterday, and our dhikr which we have to complete, whatever other wadaif or rad we have to complete, we should make all of this here. Durood Sharif, we should make it a practice of reading. Istighfar, whatever other adhikar we have to make, let us use our time valuably. And after that, inshallah, at 6:30, let us proceed for breakfast. Jazakumullah.